story, then Theo can come home there. You know, he's maybe thinking about, or there's been a flashback about the younger years when they were active there, you know, brahmacharis and fixed up. And now he's coming home because he rents an apartment in that temple building, right? And he's saying, you know, are we sure things are not really the same? And he meets, you know, this guy looking a bit rough with a hoodie, shaved head. Coming out of the house, I see the Hare Krishna or something, or he has some neck beads, but looking a little stern and not happy. He has no idea which country that guy comes from and who he is. And this is generally how it is now. And then there are these who are like Hindu hippies with strange overdone clothes, some kind of mixture between hippies and Hare Krishnas and punks, whatever. That seems to be some new fashion. So they are hanging out there because that's a, you know, different place for me who am. To distinguish myself as different from the rest. You know, that kind of youth thing there. So you have those kinds. And some oldies from his generation. And they look a little also funny, like old Christian ladies, odd clothes. Because they kind of live their life outside of the rest of society, so they have no connection really. Just as we sometimes see old people, you know, they dress the way they did when they were young. But it gets a little bit odd. And some maybe, because if you live, you know, in a, your whole life in a state where you maybe just try to live up to the tenets and expectations of a certain religious group or so, then you may just have to adapt and compromise and, how to say, develop that persona that is needed from you. And they do that because when you do, then you're happy, right? So they are so happy. Oy, oy, oy. And the longer time goes, the older you get, the more, of course, you really are happy. Because if you would just sit down and tell yourself honestly that actually I'm not happy and I haven't been so since I don't remember when, but I know, they tell me at least that I'm a good devotee, you know, I'm serious. When I die, I will go back home to God, and maybe at least not take birth as an animal and go to hell, something. So we can just show these different people. And this is what Pio meets when he now steps back into that place where it used to be so different when he was young.